A Prime Time with Clarissa Montero replay from Money FM 89.3. Chasing Cars with Clarissa and Julian Coe from SG CarMart. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Chasing Cars. Julian Coe, my trusty co-host, my fun-size co-host, on this very, very special day. It is Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's.
And you know what? Valentine's Day is going to never be the same for me because I spent it with Julian Coe before I spent it with my husband.
Well, likewise.
We were talking about our Valentine's Day plans, and I know Julian's got some pretty spectacular things planned for his wife, who deserves everything he's got planned.
And then some.
And then some. Mine a little bit different because my son was born on Valentine's Day, so he takes precedence. But it did lead us to a very interesting conversation as we were talking about Valentine's Day plans. What do you ride up in to pick up the love of your life?
Yeah, would it be a coupe or would it be a cabriolet? Would you prefer something top down or something just sporty top up?
Which is an interesting conversation because clearly you're going to get Julian, the man's perspective, which Clarissa, the woman, is going to completely trash on national radio. So go ahead, Julian, enlighten me. How do men think?
I think I would like to impress my date with a cabriolet.
Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's just take the Audi A5 cabriolet for instance.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Your wife.
Yes.
Pretty young lady that she is.
Yes.
Short hair or long hair?
Long hair.
In a cabrio, huh?
Well, she can bun it up. She can bun it up.
No woman is gonna bun their hair up on Valentine's Day. What is wrong with you?
There are, you know. Okay, la. I mean, it is cool. Mm-hmm. It is cool. It is a car you want to be seen driving in.
It better be an automatic cabrio. So when she gets in, then you press the button like, yeah. And top closes.
It's cool. I mean, like taking the Audi for an example, I can close the top or open it up to what, speeds of 50 km/h per hour. Mm-hmm. So I can drive and open the top at the same time. Impress my date.
I see.
Yeah, that's the whole idea is to impress my date. And I think topless will always be the way to go.
I see. Wouldn't it be more impressive if your date was topless?
Well, that comes after dinner, but yes.
If you're lucky.
Yep. Now, I for some reason, I think, like, I don't know, if I come picking a girl up, riding up in like a coupe, for example, let's just say a 4-series coupe, I don't think it'll be as impactful as a cabrio.
I think it depends on the kind of girl.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you could roll up in, you know, you could rock up in a mini, it'll be cool. Because you're small. She'll probably be small.
Yeah.
It's not like she has to unfold to get out of the car.
Okay, that is true. That is true. But I think I have to agree with you. We cannot pick up our dates in Lotus.
Yes.
In a Lotus, no way.
No, yeah. I mean,
especially,
you know,
if she's wearing a skirt.
I love the Lotus.
Yeah, you likewise. Know,
I have a short list. This is growing every day, but there's a short list of cars I feel I need to own, not drive,
okay,
but
fair
own
enough
before I die. And the Lotus is very high up on that
list.
Yes,
I want the Lotus Evora, actually.
It's such a gorgeous car.
It is.
But it's a very low one. So she comes out of her home, short, tight skirt, high heel shoes.
Yeah.
You better call Graham.
Yeah. She's going to be so turned off.
She's going to be very upset at you is what's going to happen.
Oh, man. That for sure, she's not going to be topless.
Unless you have Crane following behind. So she'll crane her out, crane her back in.
See, there's a way of sitting or getting in and out of these kinds of cars. Your butt goes in first and then the legs swing in.
That's all fine and good if you're in pants.
Exactly, but not if you're in short skirts.
No.
So, yeah.
Not unless, never mind. We won't go there. All right, so back to cabrio or coupe. Now, I like coupes.
Yes.
But that's because I'll probably be driving. It's me
fair
that's going to be picking up my date.
Fair enough.
My husband will be standing at the sidewalk. I will be doing the driving. Thank you very much. But I would choose the coupe.
Actually, here's the thing. I don't know, but if my wife picks me up in a cabrio, I don't really want to be seen sitting in the passenger seat.
Indeed. Why is this?
I don't know. It feels a little bit demeaning. I feel like I want to be in control of a car that is going to draw a lot of ice. It's a very uncommon thing to drive top down in Singapore. And when you do that, mm-hmm. you're going to draw a lot of ice to you, a lot of attention.
I don't know where you drive. Seriously, I don't know where you drive. But where I live and where I drive a lot, I see a lot of cabrios.
Really?
And I see a lot of women driving cabrios. And this is something that you see in the passenger seat a lot. Not a man.
Really?
It's either another female yes. who are, you know, and you know they're having a Yahoo out timeout.
Yeah.
Or it's a dog.
Hmm.
Not a man.
See, all the more I don't want to be in the passenger seat now. All the more I don't want to. But here's what I think. I feel. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to pick up my date in a really hardcore, fast car, like, say, maybe the R8 V10,
mm-hmm.
I don't think my date is going to enjoy it too much. It's going to be like, wow, so cool, you know, it's an R8, blah, 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 but I don't really want to be seen getting out of it if I park, especially, for example, let's just say we drop by Club Street for a couple of drinks and I park, like, right beside the club. I don't think she wants to come out of that car because just too much unwanted attention.
Mm-hmm. We are Clarissa Montero and Julian Coe from Chasing Cars. My co-host Julian Coe, of course, totally wrong.
Well,
I can think of several women, colleagues, friends of my sons, whatever, who would love to rock up in an R8 or
really?
Cars of that ilk and have that attention. It's again, usually I'm doing the driving, right? And when we were dating, there'd be small fights as to who got to drive. between my husband and I, it's like, whose turn is it to drive, la 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 la. So we obviously are not the normal stereotypical couple. However, I know a lot of girlfriends who would love to rock up in a car like that, you know. They're wearing their beautiful dress. They've got their makeup just right. Their hair's just right. To get out of a car like that in front of a hotel with eyes on you, you just feel like a movie star.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And some people like that sort of thing. You think that we spend 3 hours at the hairdresser doing our nails and
fair
hair
enough,
so
fair
nobody
enough.
Will notice us?
But I mean... Or maybe it's just me. I don't like unwanted attention.
But you're a guy.
Yeah, I don't want, you know.
See, I told you I'd trash you on National Radio. What would you know about how a woman would feel getting out of an R8?
I don't spend 3 hours in front of the mirror. I spend 3 minutes doing my hair.
Another 5 minutes
putting up. Yeah, it's quick. Chop, chop. My comb is my hand. Mm. This is my comb right here.
Yes, comb left hand, hairbrush right hand.
But yes, I think a cabriolet would be a really nice...
I still disagree with you, but okay. Yeah. You know, and since we took the digression of talking about supercars like R8s, now you're talking about an $800,000 car.
Yes.
Everybody on the planet, including Singapore, knows these are expensive cars.
Yes.
So again, there is that special feeling of, you know, sashaying out of a beautiful car like that that costs arms, legs, digits, and maybe even kidneys.
Yes.
And it just makes that woman feel she's worth it. And if you're on the subject of cars like that, then cars like the Lamborghini Aventador, which is also kind of sort of in the ballpark price range
yes.
of the R8, or even Ferraris, which are not in the same price range, which cross the $1 million mark,
yes.
will actually give you that feeling of, hey, baby, you know, see how special I think you are. I picked you up in a car that costs as much as somebody's home.
Yes, maybe. I think it's a completely different... It highly depends on what the woman is, like, how the date is, like, character-wise.
You're judging now. That's very dangerous territory to be in.
I know. But the thing is, okay, but you have to understand, I'm speaking based on knowing one woman, my wife.
Mm.
So if I pick her up in
who is a spectacular woman, I
yes,
have to say.
Yes.
But she's not very bright because she married you.
Yeah.
So you can't use her as, you know, a template for all women.
I wonder if she's listening in right now.
She probably just fell off her chair laughing.
But you know what? If I have to pick, I don't know. I mean, that kind of price range. Let's just go a little bit more.
Mm.
Can we pick someone up in a Rolls Royce, for example? Will then make her feel, comparing, say, a Rolls Royce Ghost and an Aventador, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be more desirable in a Rolls Royce to pick up, go somewhere nice to eat, you know, go somewhere special and really make her feel like, you know, you're the VIP tonight. It's Valentine's Day. I'll do it in a Rolls Royce.
Mm. I'm Clarissa Montero. He's Julian Coe from SG Karma. While I considered that question, I just thought I'd point out, you are listening to Chasing Cars. Now, would you want to be picked up in a Rolls Royce Ghost or a Lamborghini Aventador?
Yeah.
Right. I have a funny you brought that up, because I actually have a story.
I'm all ears.
Now you've known me for a while.
Yes.
You know, you probably, and your boss knows, you have to arm twist and threaten bodily harm before I comb my hair and wear makeup. So clearly, I'm not one of those girls that took 2 hours at the salon,
yes,
getting ready for a date, Valentine's Day or not.
Okay.
But I was invited to a date. This is when I was living in the UK. I was invited to a date by a rather good-looking chap.
All right.
Who was rather well-heeled and had a small title. Not a particularly big one, don't get excited.
Okay.
And of course, had some money.
Okay.
And he did exactly that. He rolled up in a Rolls-Royce to pick me up for a date. I have no idea where the date was, because when he saw me in my jeans, T-shirt, and no makeup, he kept driving.
Oh, man.
So I never got to know where my Valentine's Day was supposed to be at, because I got stood up.
I've got nothing.
You got nothing.
I've got nothing. You got me right there.
See, so I can't answer that question. I can say though, I was almost picked up in a Rolls Royce. And I would have enjoyed being picked up in a Rolls Royce.
I would think so.
But what I got instead of a pickup was a drive-by.
What can I? Maybe I can say lucky him.
Hey!
Lucky him. But I wouldn't mind being picked up in a Rolls Royce. If I was a girl,
mm-hmm,
I wouldn't mind a Rolls Royce over an R8 or over a Lambo, Aventador, or over a Ferrari, or over anything else.
But that's,
because
you're not a girl.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to be, comfortable, and then I'll be feeling like a VIP. I'll be feeling like, you know,
right
what,
on a feel like, you know, princess.
Exactly. And it's Valentine's Day. I think I deserve VIP treatment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have no idea what that might feel like. Again, I draw your attention
almost,
to the drive-by.
Almost.
I don't know if there was champagne in the back seat and roses and everything.
Oh, man.
I never saw the inside of the car.
I think he saw you and told the driver, continue driving, please don't stop.
He must have had lovely plans, like at the Dorchester or something. Yeah, well, I mean, Jesus, teacher probably wouldn't even let me in the hotel.
Well, good try. Well, at least you had a drive-by.
I had a drive-by.
Yeah, at least you had
a Rolls-Royce drive-by. That's as close as I've ever gotten to the inside of a Rolls-Royce.
I wonder if my wife would come and pick me in a Rolls-Royce one day.
No.
Yeah, I think not too. Yeah, well.
No woman would do that. Now, a woman might pick you up in her Aventador or her R8.
Yeah.
Or her fill-in-the-blank Ferrari.
I think that's more like
not me. A Rolls-Royce. Yeah. No. So, you know, you might want to get your head wrapped around the possibility that you will be in the passenger seat of a cabrio.
Well, better than nothing, I guess.
Better than a personal mobility device.
She comes by and like, here's a helmet, you need to wear one, hop on.
And then all the lights.
Yeah. And the loud music, the speaker, Bluetooth, and like, yeah, let's enjoy
this. So we haven't
this.
Answered, though, this very fundamental question. Do you think a woman would prefer to be picked up in a cabrio or in a coupe? Now, I say in Singapore, I say, and this is me speaking for the women I know,
okay,
which is not every woman in Singapore,
because
I don't know all of them. I know several of them. They'd say coupe.
Hmm.
Now, if the question was leveled at me in Europe,
Yes.
Or in California.
Yes.
The answer will be different. Because there is something, and I've experienced, you know, where jeans and t-shirts are uniforms. I have experienced being picked up and then driven down the Pacific Coast Highway.
Yes.
As the sun was going down in a cabrio. Nothing more romantic on the planet.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not so sure. I
had long hair.
Oh. Oh. I wonder if... I don't know. I'm a bit two minds about this. Because on one hand, I wouldn't mind being seen in a cabrio. But I don't think I want to be caught in the warm temperature, like, you know, what Singapore has.
No. But California, at the right time of the year, isn't as warm as Singapore. And the evenings are cooler. So as the sun's going down and the wind starts, you know,
but you see,
I
don't mind sweating a little bit just to impress my date.
You don't mind sweating a little bit. No sweat impresses any date. So I don't know what kind of people you date.
Well, I mean, I would want to have her feel like, oh my goodness, my date is so cool. He is driving a topless car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Think about that. If it's a coupe, she'll just be like, it's just another two-seater, blah, blah, blah.
Right. You know, thank your lucky stars, Julian Coe. You are already married.
Yes, I know that.
Entirely sure how many women would have been considered you marriage material. You're not... My opinion, you're just not getting it. But, okay, practically, this is a big question, and Valentine's Day is a big day for single people, something neither of us are. How expensive is the first cabrio or coupe you can rock up in and, you know, actually get a positive reaction?
Yeah.
So it can't be just any coupe. It can't just be any cabrio. So
exactly.
What is the entry point, do you think, to impress your date in either one of these two cars?
But you know what? There is another alternative.
What?
You can just go on to Audi On Demand and just rent
an R8.
An A5 cabriolet.
Can you rent an R8?
Yes, you can. Well, I think you can, but it's not on the list now. But you can rent an Audi TT.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I love that car.
I love that car too.
It is my favorite go driving car when I'm alone.
Oh, well.
Because then, you know, I can smile to myself and do things you're not supposed to do on the road and so forth. And there are no witnesses.
Yes. But yeah, I think you can just like rent the car somewhere, you know, like Audi offers this kinds of stuff. BMW offers this kinds of stuff. I mean, Volkswagen, I think, has this kinds of services. So you can just rent a cabriolet.
Okay, so let me just say this for the record. If you haven't already rented it, you might find it's a bit late to do so.
Yes.
So this is why you plan ahead for Valentine's Day. I'm just saying that in general for everyone in the room, several producers,
well,
you know, and all that.
I work better under pressure.
Indeed.
Yeah, so I like to plan last minute stuff.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how that went next week on Chasing Cars. We hope we actually gave you food for thought for our Valentine's Day. Whatever you rock up in and pick your date up in, we hope you have an absolutely romantic and fabulous Valentine's Day. This is Chasing Cars with Clarissa Montero and Julian Coe from SG Carmart.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.